Juba resident Jane Kiden says police officers tore her trousers a few days ago as she was going to the market. She says the unidentified officers claimed her pants were too tight and therefore indecent.
I feel very bad and disappointed at the police. How can they tear up someone's clothes in public and let you go home like that? They forced me to sit down and said my trouser was too tight. So two of them immediately got a sharp object and tore my trouser. I was ashamed and embarrassed. I cried and shouted at them, but none wanted to listen to me.
Right activist Nunu Diana says she witnessed the officers violently tearing up a young woman's dress on the streets about a week ago when she was going to work. Diana is urging officials to publicly inform citizens about any laws or policies the police are implementing regarding some sorts of dress code for women.
As a women's rights activist, I condemn these actions and I call upon the different line ministries, the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, to come out clearly to tell the women where these laws are written that women cannot choose to dress the way they decide.
Diana says the officers' behaviors with Kiden proved that South Sudan is failing to defend and protect women.
These incidences that happened in Kuburabuba only tells us that as a country, we are not ready to protect the rights of women. Our security personnel are not informed about the rights of women. And that's why these acts have been perpetrated on women. And these actions also show that as a country, we are not moving forward to support women's rights.
Diana urges security operatives to respect the law and the rights of everyone. South Sudan National Police Service spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin says officers who harass or abuse women are acting individually and out of the law. Justin says police are not supposed to violate women's rights in the guise of implementing a dress code.
We only apprehend when someone breaks the law, and we are not mandated to judge, but the judges are the ones to judge. Our role as the police is to prove that you broke the law according to this section, and then we can open a case in the courts of law. So the court would look at the case we presented, and it is the court to either free or sentence you.
Justin urges citizens to immediately report to authorities any officer who harasses a woman. Last month, the South Sudan National Police Service arrested dozens of young men wearing dreadlocks in Juba in what it says was an effort to fight crime and end criminal gangs. That action galvanized many commentators in both mainstream and social media to criticize the police for targeting people wearing dreadlocks. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.